I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dallas needs another takeaway. Ryan will play fake, and under pressure, he screens it right to the tight end.
Fumble.
And it's fumbled by the tight end. It's picked up by Hooker. Hooker again. Five. Touchdown. Can you believe that? Oh, have a night, Malik Hooker.
Hooker scores from Cox and Damone Clark, causing it all. Good morning, Metroplex. Thank you, Bobby. It's Sean, RJ, and Bobby Belt on DFW Sports Station.
Got you down.
Your home of America's team. Malik against his former squad. Damone Clark stripping Mo Alley. That made it 34-19. The PR team put out the stat that Malik Hooker is the first Cowboys player with an interception and a fumble return for a touchdown in the same game since Dennis Thurman in 1983. So,
were you purposely not saying his last name because of what it says?
Huh?
He said
Mo Alley.
You didn't want to say Mo Alley Cox.
I was like, are you purposely not saying that last name?
No, but you missed my beginning zinger. Bobby got it. I said Hooker scored off Cox.
Yeah.
You missed
that. Oh, I did miss that.
Stripping Cox.
I didn't pick up on that.
Stripping Cox.
Stripping.
Headlines.
Now that's
some,
better.
Let's bring back some headlines at 7:20 this morning. After headlines and then headlines, we're giving away Cowboys Texans tickets in the 7 a.m. Expressway. Let's keep sending Tolos to Arlington to keep up the winning streak. But let's talk about these young guys that Mike McCarthy wanted to give props to afterwards, Bobby. Let's start off with Damone Clark, who you've been talking about in the past 2 weeks around here.
Yeah, Damone Clark, I don't know that he was, I mean, he had the strip, and it felt like the run defense was stronger when he was out there. I was trying to track it earlier in the game. When he was out there in place of Barr, it felt like they were able to have better success stopping the run. And I think that while he's still kind of finding his way and trying to figure out where he is and everything else and get his footing under him, he's such an impressive athlete, and he's going to be so good for them. And I think you already know what you kind of have in Anthony Barr, which is a player who's on the back end of his career.
Savvy, though.
But there's a future with Damone Clark. So get him ready now so that you can get those reps in by the time he hits the playoffs. Because I just don't know from, you know, week to week, snap to snap, like what I'm going to get from Anthony Barr. And so I thought Damone Clark was pretty consistent last night overall and stepped up in a big way. That's a steal for them. Getting him in the fifth round on that medical is such a steal.
It's a young man's sport, man. Like, give me some youth out there and let it go. You know, I'm not into progress stopping, which is going to really be interesting with Odell. But whatever, there's no progress to stop.
And number 77 coming back. We'll bring you the Odell update at 6:20 this morning. Speaking of another young guy, some Tolos think he should be last night's player of the game.
Third and six, snap to Ryan. Back and looking, standing and throwing deep to the right, and that ball's intercepted on the right sideline by Deron Bland.
My Lord. Interception in the fourth quarter. Played defense on the 2-point to tie the game. Got another one. Neon Deron Sanders, a guy that you have been talking about, a guy that you've been loving, Bobby, since training camp. Give us a little background on his development.
Yeah, he's a guy who had played at a smaller college. I want to say he was at Sacramento State or somewhere like that. Ended up transferring, played a senior year at Fresno State, and went really under the radar. He was a guy the Cowboys were in on early and thought really highly of. But this is a guy who didn't even get a combine invite that they took in the fifth round. And they just are really impressed with what a high IQ player he is, his athleticism, his motor, his length. He's a really impressive player. And for them to put him in the slot when Jordan Lewis went down, for them to say, hey, you're going to take this and this is, you know, this is your spot. We're not going to kick Anthony Brown inside and run Kelvin Joseph outside. For them to do that says they have all the trust in the world. I mean, that's almost... it's not quite the same level, but it's like a couple steps below, like saying, let's trust our quarterback position to a rookie. It is a critically important spot, and he's been great for them. Both those interceptions last night were incredible. The one that he wrestled away from the Indy receiver, and then just the athleticism on the first one. Just a really impressive performance and the future, honestly, at nickel for them over the next several years.
But now what at corner with Jerry telling the media that Anthony Brown is gone for the year, that he tore his ACL. Jerry, we know about the receiver. Y'all got to go out and try to find a corner?
Well, you'll look, but no, those guys aren't out there available for when you lose one. They really aren't. But we're lucky to have that depth. We saw Glenn come in and make some plays here tonight. But the one thing I think we've got is secondary depth. I think we have secondary depth.
Okay.
Do they? Is this now the...
I mean, they have a lot of players that are in the secondary room.
It's tested now because now you've lost two starters. And so...
Nobody has faith in Kelvin Joseph.
Well, I mean, Jerry does. Jerry said, I've seen him make plays. In fact, Jerry last night said, I believe in his character. And Clarence Hill had to come back and say, when you say you believe, what do you mean? And then Jerry kind of was like, well, I mean, he works hard and then like more his football character. But it did make everybody stop down. I'll be interested to see. I think you're going to see more Israel Mukwamu playing corner now. I think he's moving off of safety, which they had him play some nickel stuff during training camp, and he did a good job. He covered CeeDee Lamb well a couple times in training camp. And so I think there's a decent chance that Israel Mukwamu plays corner, which is where he played his last 2 years at South Carolina.
A star up to the Dallas Cowboys' number one receiver that made the play of the game early on.
It's third and nine at the 21. Snap to Prescott. Good block from Smith. Throws it right. Caught. Lamb. It's good. Oh, he broke a tackle. Runs to the 10. Runs to the goal line. He's in for the touchdown. Oh, he stole one. He had no business scoring that touchdown, except... he's CeeDee Lamb.
This kid's balling, Choppy.
Yeah, he is.
He is balling. The presence of mind. I think Bobby tweeted IQ Lamb to not go down. That would have been a field goal attempt right after that. But there's CeeDee. He got physical late in the game on that third and 10. Here it is as he's coming around the corner. Zeke threw the block, and then bam, he tried to bury the Colts defender at the 2 yard line. CeeDee Lamb is answering questions, 5 for 71 and a touchdown, averaging 14 a catch last night.
He's answered a lot of the questions. I mean, and they're going to, you know, they have a decision to make with signing him. They're going to sign him. That's why they drafted him. Although they drafted him to replace Amari. So who knows what they wind up doing? Maybe they find somebody else to replace him. They don't want to pay the position at all. But all the questions pretty much are getting answered right now. About CeeDee and his status as number one. He is, without question, this team's number one, but he's really turned into a number one across the league. He's not an elite receiver. He's not on the Devontae level or the Tyreek Hill level or something like Jefferson, but he is in that next group of number ones.
And last night, the TV broadcast pointed out that was a career high in shifts and motions for CeeDee, Bobby. They're trying to move him.
They track that on career highs.
Well, they do with Chris Collinsworth in the booth and his wonderful PFF analytics. he's moving on just about every snap now. He's moving usually a lot of times. He'll go across the formation once and then he comes back around. I know they'll GPS track that. Like Mike McCarthy will have data today of how much did we have him run around before the snap. And then we'll probably hear, we had his workload a little too high. GPS data didn't make us totally comfortable. He's going to have a lighter day Wednesday.
And how about the other receiver who is clearly more comfortable, the finisher in the red zone for Dak?
Lamb in motion across the formation to the left. Prescott back, flushed out. Rolls right, throws on the run to Gallup at the 5. Diving to the goal line. Touchdown to Michael Gallup.
Michael Gallup now... he only had 4 catches for 23 yards, but 2 touchdowns. That fade in the corner was beautiful.
It was. Good touch throw and a good play by Gallup. Yeah, it's like, you know, this is where it gets skewed, right? 4 for 23 and 2. Like, that's not a good game. It's a good fantasy game. I don't get worked up over, you know, like the two touchdowns. Like, I know a lot of people love, oh my God, like, that's the crazy. 4 for 23 is not a good game. But it's just not. But then again, you know, it's an opportunistic, it's an opportunity position. If you don't get more opportunities, you're not going to get more touches.
But can't we say, I think we can say even at 4 for 23, we can say that was still a good game because his two touchdown catches, the one where he catches it and he navigates traffic and bowls over, that was huge because that was when things were starting to feel a little, you know, a little shaky.
Good plays. They're big plays.
So then that back shoulder fade. We've had issues this year with guys making contested catches in the receiver group. And Michael didn't seem totally comfortable when he came back from his injury with that kind of stuff. So I think that's a big development. I think those are two huge catches that, you know, I think you can give him a ton of credit for. He made the most of his looks yesterday.
Tony Pollard then got a little escort around the corner from a guy who was subbing out a little bit for the 40-year-old. Why is Bobby Belt shaking his head?
Because, I don't know, hooker, escort, like, what are you? I feel like you're just doing nothing but puns this
morning. There's nothing wrong with that.
Hit it.
9:54 left. First down, pitch off. Left to Pollard. Wending his way through people. 20, 15, 10, 5. Pollard dancing and walking the dog. Touchdown for the second time tonight.
I haven't walked a dog in a while. I haven't heard Brad say walk the dog as much as. There was a stretch of like 2013 to 2017 or 18 where Brad worked to walk the dog in just about every game. I haven't heard that as much.
Tyler Smith had to get out of Pollard's way down there towards the goal line as he showed the explosion. The whole crowd was chanting Zeke. They wanted him to get his TD later on. I don't like the Salvation Army thing. Let's just keep that on Thanksgiving.
You don't like the Salvation Army? Charity.
Sean hates charities.
I think that's the headline from this segment.
I think so too.
I thought that he was going to do something different or there was going to be something creative, but no, Zeke deciding to jump back in himself. I give a star down for that.
You want to say something about Habitat for Humanity or any other charities?
Children.
Sandlot, swinging for a cause, any issues with that?
Children's charities and such. Cool.
877-881-1053, chartwreck.com, text line. So everyone getting involved, everybody scoring, and Dak was asked afterwards about all the different weapons, fifth most points scored in the history of the organization with 54, most complete game offensive of the year, Dakota.
I definitely say the team's hitting a stride, but I can't say it was the most complete. I mean, I just think that was a fourth quarter explosion. I think you can go back to a couple of weeks ago on the road up in Minnesota. That was a complete game from all three phases, pass game, run game. But tonight, that defense did that. They gave us short fields right there in the fourth quarter. Great field position and allowed us to put up some points late. But that's also just the trust that we have in what we have going and what we've built and just laying another brick that, what was a 8-point, 9-point game in the start of the fourth or something like that, and then look up to the final score like that. That just shows when we stay consistent, continue to believe in each other, that can happen at any point in the game.
Yeah, that was not their most complete game because they should have scored 70. Honestly, if you want to talk about it, if they were playing at the top of their game and they really went after it for four quarters and kept starters in against that Colts team, that's a game you should win yesterday 70-10.
He was much better against Minnesota. He was much better against Chicago. This was not as an offense too. Like, this was not their best game. I mean, they got some opportunities from the defense to give him some short fields.
And Dak was off early. It felt like
this was his worst game since he came back.
Worst game since he came back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Although, I mean, Green Bay
again. Though we talked to, like, I mean, that's both of those interceptions that he threw. Those were, you know, issues with communication and things like that. Like, I don't think he made a lot of plays in that Green Bay game.
He did make some plays.
He didn't make plays for them last night. No. I can't remember time where it's like the throw to Gallup was nice, but I can't remember last night when that game was close going, damn, that was a great play by Dak.
Well, it was that one series where it was like, you are going to catch the ball on the other side. I'm going to keep. It was just the one series where Gilmore had the pick in the second, should have had it earlier in the drive. Dak was high to Lamb. It's high a couple different times. I do think Schultz should have caught one a little bit earlier, but it was a tad bit high. But the Dak tweets were coming strong until this thing got way
ahead.
Well,
yeah, it's in the fourth quarter.
Including your Dak tweets.
I didn't tweet about Dak at all. I just did a very generic tweet that
What did it say?
It just said he might not be the guy. But they've already signed him, so he clearly is the guy. Like, it's what?
So wait, did you just acknowledge you were talking about Dak?
No, I acknowledged that he thought I was talking about Dak.
Dak thought you were talking about Dak, or Sean did?
Sean did.
Oh, okay. I thought you were a social assassin now, and now you're
I thought he was talking about me.
You're pussyfooting.
I'm not.
You're fence sitting.
I'm not ready to say anything yet. It's like college will float a guy's name out there to gauge public perception on whether or not it's a good idea to hire him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it could have been what I was doing.
Do you want us to have a happy off season or not? That's what I would just say.
Well, I.
What does that mean?
Pick your take wisely, Chop. If you don't want us to have ugly off season here. We don't want to have ugly
off-season
arguments.
Oh, on this show?
Yeah, we don't want to just yell for 6 months, do we?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I don't want to yell for 6 months. It'd probably be 7.
That's true. Yeah, because we'd go, I guess you're expecting a one and done from the Cowboys then? You expect them out early January?
So who are the other candidates who it could have been that you tweeted about?
Well, it could have been, it could have been Gallup.
Okay.
Could have been Lamb.
Could have been Odell.
Could have been Odell.
I don't know what either of the two receivers would have done last night to make you tweet that.
It could have been just in general. Could have been Zeke.
Anthony Brown.
It could have been Anthony Brown.
Okay.
Could have been Diggs. I didn't hear Micah's name much last night. Could have been him. I know. Diggs was too busy getting worked on that touchdown in the end. It could have been, it could have been McCarthy. Could have been Kellen Moore.
Okay.
Could have been Dan Quinn. Could have been Jerry. I don't think Jerry's the guy. Steven.
877
could have been Collinsworth.
881-1053 truckwreck.com. Text line to hit us up here on DFW Sports Station. Today, the courting of Odell Beckham officially begins. He's going to the Mavs game tonight. Are they taking him to dinner? Everything that Jerry had to say, Bobby thinks this thing is basically a done deal after what Jerry had to say last night to Kevin Gray and the rest of the media. Odell official watch begins inside the NFC East. And is San Francisco done and out of our way? Next on The Fan.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.